Geraldine, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
You know that area there around the Opera House by the bridges there,
yeah.
Right? That's very much in the news regarding buses over the last couple of days. I don't know whether you saw that video of two buses. One was kind of caught and the other one couldn't turn, and it kind of led to a almost like a bus standoff. That was around the Opera House. You didn't see that one?
I didn't see that one, Neil.
Not to worry. No, it doesn't matter whether you did or not. I was just reminded of that because the video was doing the rounds where they were trying to turn and one couldn't turn because of the other one. But it's the same area you're talking about. Your story is from Saturday, though, isn't it?
This was Saturday, the 27th of June, and it was around the 4 p.m. Bus. Now, the reason why I was on that bus, there was a one before that. It was very packed. So I said, I get the next one. But when I did get on halfway up, he jerked the brakes. I didn't know, but jerking was very much, everyone fell. There was a woman in her 50s up the back. Her glasses fell off. She fell over and her phone went up the top of the bus.
Was she standing? Were people standing, is it?
No, she was sitting down. But the way his brakes went. But for the fact, Neil, is that he didn't ask anyone, were they okay? Then he moved Tone Street. When he stopped, there was a man got up and said, he honestly used language and said, you never even asked. And that's very true. He never even asked, were the people okay? There was another woman in her 70s. Then there was a woman came down the stairs with her few children. Now, the children were crying, Neil. And the young one, I don't know how old she was, but there was a mark under her eye. And her brother turned around and said to the driver, I hope you lose your job. And he was crying. But
was it really that bad, yeah?
It was that bad, Neil, and this was the 202A, and he didn't say anything. He felt uncomfortable. Imagine that. He felt uncomfortable because they asked his name, and he should have rang the guards. No guards there. There was no ambulance there. I got on to another bus, but I'm not sure that he must have driven on.
Did you leave that bus because of his driving?
Oh, I did. I felt really uncomfortable because the brakes that jerked, and for the fact he didn't come out and check and see was everybody okay.
But would he have been aware that people had fell over, children, elderly people falling to the ground, smashing their glasses?
Oh, of course he would. Of course he would have, Neil. The guy, I never saw him before. He was wearing dark sunglasses and grey hair. But the thing is, new drivers, I did hear that, Neil, that, that they're putting drivers out there now and whether they know where they're going, because that happened too. There was another incident somewhere else that he went the wrong way. And that's happening, all around the country as well.
Okay, I don't know if the training protocol has changed in Bus Éireann, and I know that they're advertising an awful lot for bus drivers, so they are looking a lot for bus drivers. I mentioned that other story of one driver of a double-decker bus who couldn't make the turn. I don't know why the driver couldn't make the turn. I think she might have thought that it was too tight for her, or the other bus was in her way, but I don't know whether it's down to driving skills, but the incident you're talking about, he might have had to jam on the brakes to avoid an accident with another car or a truck or a bus or something, you know?
He did, O'Neill. But the fact is that the woman that I asked her, was she all right afterwards? She was crying. Her wrist was all... She said her wrist was sore. Then there was an older woman. She fell, but no one asked. He didn't ask him when he stopped, were they okay?
And would he have been aware that two elderly women had fallen over and had been injured?
Oh, he would have. He had a mirror in front.
So he could see them on the ground.
Oh, he would have.
Oh, Geraldine. Because, you should have called an ambulance.
The thing is, people did call. They had their phones. They had bigger phones than mine. But, you know, my son asked me, did anyone take a video of it? Did anyone take a video of him? But I don't know that.
No, so not good enough. Not good enough.
But for the fact is, like, there are TDs out there that would have been dealing with this Thomas Gould. And I don't think it's stopping. Whether it's buses don't come in time. But this really got to me is that for the fact is that the children were crying. They came down from upstairs. Now, children didn't know, honestly, that this was going to happen. But when they jerked, they probably banged their eye.
Yeah, they must have got an awful fright. Never mind being hurt. Yeah, no, it's not on. It's not good enough. No, it isn't really.
It's not good for children.
And that's not the way society should be going. You know, it really isn't. It's not on. It's not on.
And we checked to see online. My son checked for me that Bus Éireann doesn't like the idea of writing back to them. There were different, similar, other things happening, and they don't deal with that. They'll never get back to you. And for the fact is, what happened the other day, it would scare me that you don't know the minute or the hour that something. Now, like, people talk about young drivers. He wasn't a young driver.
He should stop and he should check on passengers in the event of something like that where people are hurt.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
He had passengers. Like, it's not as if he got on the bus. He should have checked his bus.
Totally.
Were everything perfect?
Yeah.
Because, like, there are so much accidents out there. You see it on the television. Oh, that's terrible. But when you experience it, and, because it did happen before, a couple of months back, with a lady driver going in town. Two women fell the same way and never asked. She was only in her 30s. She never asked, were the two people okay?
No.
And they had to call an ambulance. She was bleeding that time. But it's not stopping. And there should be...
You're right to highlight. You're right to highlight.
That,
okay.
Yeah. You know, it shouldn't have happened because, like, when people end up in hospital, that's never a good thing.
All right.
You know,
no, you're right to highlight it. You really are. Thanks, Geraldine. I do appreciate it. Perhaps others were on that bus. Text 0868104106. That's not the way you want society to go. Bus driver has a commitment, actually, to passengers and more than just getting them from A to B. That also should include their welfare and their safety. Perhaps you were on it. Text 0868104106.